Today's date is August 27th, 2024. The time is 5:18 p.m. This is Sergeant Benjamin Friedman. Also present on the telephone is Lieutenant William Bosworth. And the purpose of this interview is a recorded conversation with Billy Broussard. We'll be calling him at 337-316-6193. And Lieutenant Bosworth is going to dial his number, and we're going to have a three-way phone call.
All right, I'll be right back. Mr. Broussard.
Yes.
Hey, this is Lieutenant Bosworth and Sergeant Friedman with the Baton Rouge Field Office for State Police Detectives.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling me back. I apologize about earlier. I'm going to jump in my truck. I'm walking to my truck, but I appreciate y'all calling me back.
Sure. So we got asked to review a case that was conducted in 2015 and a additional review in 2024 this year was conducted.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So first off, we're kind of just getting into it or whatever, and we're kind of still going over the initial case and review, putting some fresh eyes on it. We do have the utmost confidence in the two previous investigators and the people that reviewed it. So what we're trying to look at is, our understanding is the DA's office doesn't feel that there was enough evidence to prosecute. Is that correct?
Yes, and one thing led to the other. See,
So that's my first thing, is that, so what we're doing here is trying to find some sort of significant evidence, to see if it could have been prosecuted. Now, having the reviews from the prior investigator, as well as two or three people already assessing the entire case, we're like the fourth set of eyes on it. So I wanted to ask you, I don't know if you've been asked, what is it that you feel is being missed in the case? Because it seems awfully large. I mean, there's several documents, attachments. It's a long case report. I wanted to get your take on, could you pinpoint us specifically on what we should look at within the case?
What happened, the case was, the investigator did the investigation in 2015, and I'd say the first part, the first quarter, whatever, towards the end of the first quarter of 2015. In the third quarter, just to say, the end of the, yeah, about the third quarter of 2015, that year, the director of GOSEP, Kevin Davis, brought Kevin Davis, Mark DeBosia, Mr. Smith, and Ben Playa, the legal counsel at the time, which his document, Ben Playa's, the legal counsel, his letters in the report. That was like one of the main documents that they highlighted, was a letter from legal counsel Ben Playa. And Ben Playa produced an affidavit for the court at the beginning of this litigation, that there was a litigation involving this project. And in saying that, after many meetings with Senator Mills and Kevin Davis did a deep dive, in him being the director, he did a deep dive, looked at some evidence and documents that he had signed to that were also in the report. He looked at the evidence and looked at these documents, and I said, okay, look at this evidence.
Have you seen the report, sir? Have you seen the report?
Yes.
Okay. Can you direct me and the sergeant to the file or the attachment or the particular thing you're talking about?
That's the big problem. The state police detective, Michael Hebert, refused to put that documentation in the report. That's the whole reason why I've been fighting for years trying to get that particular evidence in the report. You would have it if you would have agreed to put in the report. He refused to. What I'm trying to tell you is he did an investigation. And
so you don't have that paperwork is not in the report is what you're saying.
Right. That's the whole reason. That's the whole thing I've been begging for is Hebert refused to. He said, I am not supplementing the report. I'm not putting that evidence in the report. And that's
and
the
what
problem.
Is the name of the evidence? What would you classify it as?
I would classify it as the director of GOSEP coming forward saying that everything.
No. Hold on. It would be an interview?
It would have been the interview, not the interview. Let me finish. I was trying to explain to you earlier. Ben Playa, that whole team of people, he brought them to the district attorney's office. This was all scheduled through the state with Senator Mills, district attorney, and for state police to be there in this meeting that we had. And Kevin Davis came forward and said, look, after further review, this is the truth, which ended up being completely contrary to everything else that had been produced. So he comes forward and says, look, this is the truth. State police was there. Michael Hebert was there. And Michael Hebert asked him immediately after the meeting. He said, I am not putting that in. I said, look, you just heard everything the director said, which is completely documentation, completely. Hold on. Somebody's walking to my truck.
Well, what?
So, bottom line, the detective walked out of the meeting. The GOSEP, think about it. The team of GOSEP comes to the district attorney's office in Calcasieu early one morning and says, tells the district attorney face-to-face, says, this is the truth. And I love it because the detective thought it was so important to put all this documentation in the original report, which is the only report. And then when this evidence, which I would say is testimony from a witness, the main guy, I mean, he's the head of GOSEP, says this is the truth and this is what happened. And at that point, Hebert, he walks out the meeting. I meet him outside. I said, okay, are you going to put this evidence, this information in that police report? He said, no, I am not. I said, why aren't you? And he just told me, I'm sorry, Mr. Broussard, I am not putting that information in the report. And still to this day, I never was able to get that what happened. And now GOSEP did produce a chronology document, but they state police, because everybody, legislative auditor, everybody said, well, the state police did an investigation and they found no wrongdoing. But yet when
you're saying a chronology document wasn't put in there. That's what GOSEP has, is what you're talking about.
The technology document, which is information in there, which is completely, I mean, if you looked at the report, you will see things like there was only $204,000 for this project. All these different statements that were made. And then we have a completely different, same argument that my attorney at the time, which just so happens to be our governor, that my attorney at the time did so much trying to get his hands on this evidence. They refused, or they withheld this evidence. They fabricated other stories and other evidence. And then on the back end,
who fabricated stories?
The drainage district, the director, I'm not the director, the legal counsel, Ben Playa, for GOSEP, produced an affidavit to the court that was completely misleading. He misled the court about some detailed information. And my attorney at the time said, we have to get to the bottom of what happened and what this additional money was for. And we never could.
You're saying a lot. I'm trying to keep up here. So aside from the chronology, and I understand you're passionate about it, but I don't mean to cut you off, but the chronology document and what else? What other labels?
The witnesses.
The evidence I'm saying
is the testimony from witnesses. Kevin Davis came, and there's a couple of different statements he made in that meeting that should have been in the report. And in the chronology document, and I was in the meeting, I can sit there and
what did the DA's office say about it?
The DA's office said he would get back with them. He said, let me get with the assistant district attorney. But now this is the issue. The district attorney represents the same people, the same body, the government body that was being investigated. So there's a conflict of interest there because the district attorney's office, and I got other news articles where the district attorney's
office. Okay, we're like the fourth set of investigators looking at it. I understand you want to tell me all about it. We have all the reports. I'm just trying to just get specifically what evidence you said. So we have the chronology documents and a statement from Davis. So we're going to review the report. What else, what other evidence are you saying was intentionally left out?
I mean, the information that's in the chronology document, which I have, and I had a meeting with a couple of different people at the state level, the head of GOSAP, just about 2-3 months ago, and something that he said, that the head of GOSAP in a meeting, he met with us in the office.
Well, I can't talk about. I'm not worried about what was just said a couple months. I mean, we're going back. You know. I'm trying to just deal with the case that occurred and that was investigated in 2015. I mean, that's just a lot of hearsay about what people have said 3 months ago. I mean, we're talking years and years and years later.
Mr. Broussard.
A long time. It's been a huge cover up for a long time. It's been. You're right, and it's been a long time. I've been begging to get this.
Here, hold on a second. The sergeant had a question.
Hey, Mr. Broussard, was that meeting recorded in any kind of way?
I would hope so, because Detective Hebert recorded. If you don't mind, what is your name? I'm just curious who I'm talking to.
This is Sergeant Ben Friedman.
Okay. I don't know. Detective Hebert recorded all the other meetings that he had in the interviews.
Mm-hmm.
So I would have hoped he would have recorded that meeting. But he was the detective, so I personally did not record that particular meeting. I recorded meetings after that with some of the same individuals that we had that meeting with. But that particular meeting, I don't know. You'd have to talk to that detective Michael Hebert. He was there on behalf of the police. He was the investigator that. So he would know. And he's no longer. He's retired since from state police. So I have meetings after that. We discussed some of the things. I had a meeting actually with Kevin Davis about 4 months ago, also about that, what happened there. He came again to come meet us in Baton Rouge about the matter. So we're just trying to get straight to the point. Like we always hear our elected officials say, follow the money. We followed the money. We finally got straight to the point, and it's all about the money, what happened when they went back to get additional money, what was that money originally obligated for? I know I go into weeds a lot, but it boils down to money. What was this particular for when they went back to the state and FEMA? And that's what Kevin Davis told the director. He said, I can practically quote him. He said, for the life of me, I don't know why don't y'all come to the table so we can fix this. He said, y'all came to us. Eric, and because the district attorney's office, his office represents the drainage district, he said, y'all came to us. We went to FEMA on y'all behalf, got additional money to do additional contract work. It's the first audit understood did that work plus. And it's understood y'all took the money, did not give it to him. And it's understood y'all took the money and did work that wasn't even on the project.
Yeah,
like,
we see that's in the report.
What's in the report?
You're talking about how some work was done and people weren't paid, correct?
Exactly, but he was saying with the money.
We're here about, and this has to do with you or this has to do with FEMA money?
Both FEMA money,
doesn't FEMA need to be the complainant if they're worried about federal funds misappropriated?
It was state also. There's GOSAP is state. So it's state, the parent, the drain district frauded the state. And then the state with them on their behalf, the bottom line, it becomes, if it's misleading the feds, but it's also
in your opinion, how does this relate to you? What is it that you're looking for?
Because I got caught holding the bag for over $1 million.
Okay. All right. I wanted to make sure I was understanding what the thing was. Okay.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of money. There was a lot of money. My attorney, Jeff Landry filed a lien for over $1.something million. And it was because the evidence we did not have, even the judge said, he said, y'all filed it illegally. Y'all filed this illegal lien, etc. Accuses of just to say, I guess that's a criminal act. And back in, we find out that's completely was misleading. They completely misled the court. They lied about the information. They finally got to the bottom of it, and state police detective refused to supplement the report. And that's what I've been begging for, is that information that Kevin Davis came forward with was also put in a chronology document the following year. I have it, and I would like to see that information, which is, it just gets straight to the point, that PW version one, what, just to say, what was that money originally obligated for? So you look at the police report, and they said that it said it was $240,000.
So there's no documents or recording about that. It was just the participants in the meeting is all.
The recording, I don't know. The detective,
most people don't record meetings; they record interviews. But if it's a get together of the minds or something, most people don't record that. But so there is no recording of this alleged meeting, and there is no documents or sworn affidavits or anything about this. It's just somebody's word, is what you're saying.
A chronology document. There's a chronology document in an email.
I'm talking about the meeting.
That's what I'm talking about. The only thing that state GOSAP put together a chronology document discussing and putting in the chronology document that we had this meeting. So
the meeting was about the chronology document.
No, the chronology document also discussed the meeting.
Okay.
What I'm trying to say
who authored the chronology document?
From what I understand, Mark DeBosia, which is a deputy director of GOSAP at the time, and he's the one that drafted the chronology document. He emailed it. A couple of people, well, one of them, he emailed it before he walked out the door, because Kevin Davis was already no longer there. Before Mark DeBosia walked out the door in the beginning of 2016, he emailed it to the legal counsel, Ben Playa. He emailed this chronology document, and in that chronology document, is the smoking gun and the information, and there was a little bit more to what happened in the meeting, but I'm hoping that we get straight to, it's only a couple of information that completely, all that information you got was all a bunch of just smoking mirrors and a bunch of fabricated information. On the back end, we find out, nope, it's bottom line, this is the truth, this is what that money was for originally.
Do you still have a copy of that document?
Yes, sir. If you send me an email, I can give you my email address. I can email it to you.
Yeah. Do you have a pen and paper?
No, I apologize. I'm on a job. I can give you my email address. If you shoot me an email, I can get it together and send it to you.
Okay. Yeah. I believe your email's in those reports. It's
it's billy@billybroussard.com. So it's billy@billybroussard.com.
Okay. Gotcha.
And it's simple about the money. Is what was that originally? What was that additional money originally obligated for?
Okay. Well, and again, we're just reviewing the case, from front to back, just kind of getting an idea of trying to get a feeling for it right now, since we're kind of new to this case, so we're just kind of looking at it right now. Okay.
And I want you to say, if you review just what's there, that's the problem. The information that I'm trying to get in the case, it's not there because they refuse to supplement the report. Well, I use the term supplement. They refuse to put this information that was discussed in the meeting. They refuse to put it in the report.
Okay. All right. Well, let's start with Friedman and I. Go ahead.
I have reason to believe it was between the district attorney and the judge in the case is the one that told state police not to supplement the report. That's information.
That's just hearsay. I'm not even gonna deal with that. Somebody said this. Somebody said that. We're really trying to just deal with the facts here, what we actually have, and things like that. So, but I understand. So let's start. Freeman and I kind of review, kind of see. We'll get up with you about that document, and if we have any further questions, we'll reach out to you. Okay.
I really appreciate you calling back, and thank y'all for your time.
Okay, sir, no problem. Yes, sir. You have a good evening.
This phone call ends at 5:37 p.m.